even in his best moments, and Amelia knew there was no hope for her unless she took matters into her own hands. She would not escape this fate her father had planned for her unless she did something about it herself. Pacing in his study, filled with a most unladylike fury, she recalled the way their breakfast conversation had started. She ought to have been more careful of her response, but she had had no inkling of his intention. Her father had never broached the subject of marriage with her, for which she had been grateful. Besides, he knew her thoughts on the subject. She had not made any bones about expressing her desire to remain single for life. At her oldest sister's betrothal announcement, Amelia had declared, "I cannot see myself being tied down to a crusty old gentleman whom I will have to care for in his dotage. I enjoy my freedom too much to wish to relinquish it for marriage." That had been 3 years ago, before she had turned 18. Her sister Joanna, then 24, had been despairing of ever finding anyone to marry her. She, at least, had wanted to be married, and was therefore overjoyed when the Marquess had presented her with a suitor, even if the man was 15 years her senior and woefully insipid, as far as Amelia was concerned. Joanna had accepted his proposal with alacrity, and was now the proud mother of twin boys, aged